Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant, good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here from the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have high school volleyball tonight between Versailles and Fort Recovery in a MAC conference matchup. One of the big conference matchups tonight is New Bremen and New Knoxville. Both teams are undefeated in the league, and the winner will undoubtedly be named the conference champion after tonight. Stay tuned. We are going to be airing for you the senior program tonight. In fact, let's just go to that right now. The senior recognition, the seniors for the volleyball team, and the seniors for the golf team are all being recognized here this evening. Here's high school principal Tony Stahl.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to midcourt, where we will be recognizing our class of 2021 senior volleyball players, coached by Mr. Travis Guggenbiller, and our girls golfers, coached by Mr. Joe Bruns. However, before we do that, we would like to recognize the senior players for the visiting team, Versailles Tigers. First, we would like to recognize Ashley Jones, Allison Mangin, Jenna Marshall, Kaylee Braun, and Claire Rethman. Thank you. Now we would like to recognize our Lady Indian volleyball players. First up is Marissa Garkey. Marissa is the daughter of Tim and Julie Garkey. She has played volleyball for the past 4 years and has played CYO basketball for 3 years. Marissa lists the following accomplishments she is most proud of: being president of the student council, becoming a member of the National Honor Society, and being vice president of her senior class. After graduation, Marissa plans to earn a bachelor's degree in nursing from an undecided college. Ladies and gentlemen, Fort Recovery senior, Marissa Garkey. Next up, Grace Guggenbiller. Grace is the daughter of Chris and Katie Guggenbiller. She is a 4-year member of the volleyball and basketball teams. Grace lists winning the English 11 Award as an accomplishment that she is most proud of. After graduation, Grace plans to attend a 4-year university to study architecture and interior design. Ladies and gentlemen, senior Grace Guggenbiller. Next up is Aubrey Kanapke. Aubrey is the daughter of Matt and Deanna Kanapke. She is a 4-year member of the volleyball team and played basketball for 1 year. Aubrey lists becoming a member of the National Honor Society as an accomplishment that she is most proud of. After graduating, Aubrey plans to major in nursing at an undecided college. Indian senior, Aubrey Kanapke. Next up is Lily Luthold. Lily is the daughter of Mitch and Tammy Luthold. She is a 4-year member of the volleyball team and was a member of the basketball team for 1 year. She lists the following accomplishments as ones she is most proud of: being volleyball district champions her junior year, making the AB honor roll for the past 3 years, and getting her first 100% on an English essay her senior year. After graduating, Lily plans to major in business at an undecided college. For Recovery Senior, Lily Luthold. Next up is Whitley Rammel. Whitley is the daughter of Kurt and Diana Rammel. She is a 4-year member of the volleyball, basketball, and track teams. She lists the following as accomplishments that she is most proud of: being named first team All-MAC for volleyball her sophomore and junior years, winning districts in track her freshman and junior years, placing 6th in the state for track, and being named second team All-MAC for basketball. After graduation, Whitley will be continuing her academic and athletic career at East Tennessee State University and will be majoring in business and playing volleyball. Indian senior, Whitley Rammel. Next up, we would like to recognize our Lady Indians golfers. First up will be Jalen Bruns. Jalen is the daughter of Joe and Denise Bruns. She is a 4-year member of the golf team. Jalen lists the following accomplishments as one she is most proud of: being on the All-A Honor Roll, becoming a member of the National Honor Society, earning first team All-MAC all 4 years of high school, and being the MAC Player of the Year her senior year. After graduation, Jalen plans to attend Indiana University East, where she will be playing golf and majoring in business. Fort Recovery Senior, Jalen Bruns. Our next senior is Shelby Atchison. Shelby is the daughter of Rod and Lori Atchison. She is a 4-year member of the golf team and was on the swim team for 1 year. An accomplishment she is proud of is getting her personal record of a 49 in golf. After graduation, Shelby will be attending the Modern College of Design for graphic design. Ladies and gentlemen, senior Shelby Atchison. Our next Indian senior is Paige Bin. Paige is the daughter of Jason and Amy Bin. She is a 4-year member of the golf team. Paige says getting her personal record this year and beating St. Henry are both accomplishments that she is proud of. After graduation, Paige plans to attend the University of St. Francis and major in business. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior Paige Bin. Next Indian senior is Macy Brunswick. Macy is the daughter of Nick and Holly Brunswick. She is a 4-year member of the golf team. She lists being elected secretary of the FFA for the past 2 years as an accomplishment she is most proud of. After graduation, Macy plans to major in nursing at an undecided college. Senior Macy Brunswick. Our next Indian senior is Kim Hart. Kim is the daughter of Matt and Chrissy Hart. She is a 4-year member of the golf team. Kim lists being on the honor roll for the past 3 years as something that she is proud of. Kim plans to attend college after graduation with an undecided major. Indian senior, Kim Hart. And also, while we have the seniors up there, we would like to give a special recognition to senior Jalen Bruns, who will be teeing off at the state championship this Thursday morning. So, best of luck, Jalen. And lastly, to all of our seniors, we wish you the best of luck in the future, and thank you for your dedication to Fort Recovery Athletics over the years. Let's give a big round of applause for all of our senior Indian athletes.
And again, that was high school principal Tony Stahl there, recognizing the senior volleyball players and members of the golf team. Not much left of the golf team after this year. They're all graduating, seemed like. We'll be back in a moment with the start of this match, Fort Recovery and Versailles, coming up momentarily right after we pause for this.
Get ready for the return of Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carry-out style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. For officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse again, Rob Weaver here. Our studio producer is Eric Catterly back at the radio station at WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And we have Fort Recovery Radio with us tonight as well. Neil Spencer and Cole Mullenkamp here at FortRecoveryRadio.com broadcasting the matchup tonight. Thursday will be at New Bremen, a big one with Fort Recovery probably taking on the number one team in the state on Thursday night. We'll have that broadcast for you Thursday evening at about 6:30. Following that, we'll have Jay County and Norwell from the Belmont Volleyball Sectional. That'll be around 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So we invite you to tune in for the Jay County matchup as well on WPGW. So we're about set to go. Fort Recovery is still in the state playoffs in football. The playoff ranking points came out today. Fort Recovery was 14th in the region. You have to finish in the top 16 to be in the playoffs. So they could probably use another win to make sure they're in the playoffs, but they might get in anyway, even if they don't win any other games. But we'd like to see them in the playoffs. And again, they're in 14th position this week in their region. So we're about set to go here. It looks like it's going to be Fort Recovery possibly serving, or is it going to be Versailles? Let me see. Officials getting things ready to go here. And it's going to be Versailles, I think, serving first. Yep. Going back to serve for the Lady Tigers is going to be Bryn Briscoe serving for Versailles. Briscoe serves a good one dug out by Whitley Rammel to Grace Guggenbiller. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey, who got the kill. Give Guggenbiller the assist, and Garkey gets the kill. Fort Recovery leading 1-0, side out, and Marissa Garkey goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Again, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com, also on WPGW, and also on the High School Television Network as well. Now the official is wanting, what is he wanting? Maybe a towel or something? I'm not sure what the holdup is here. Oh, yes, got some moisture on the floor. Holly Gann, the athletic director here at Fort Recovery, is out cleaning that up. One of her many duties that she has. Or either the players thought it was a little slick or something, so, and needed to dust it off. Anyway, it's all the cleaning chores are finished. Here's Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. Her first serve of the evening. It's a good one to the net. A blast over and a kill for Versailles. Jenna Marshall gets the kill for Versailles, her first kill of the evening. And Jenna will go back to serve now, side out Versailles. Here is the serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Setting it is Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller hits it over. Here's the set for Versailles. And a kill for the Lady Tigers. Picking up the kill there is going to be Haley Porter with a kill for Versailles. Give a service point for Jenna Marshall. And Jenna will serve again. It's a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller hit the antenna, which is out of bounds. So point for Versailles. And it's now 3-1 Versailles with the early lead. Good serve. And it's an ace serve off the hands of Marissa Garkey. Marissa just couldn't play that. In the JV matchup, Fort Recovery won 25-18, 25-19 over Versailles. Lady Indians had a pretty good lead in both sets to pull down the match victory. Good serve again. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson, and Mara on the smash and the kill. And Fort Recovery gets side out. Mara Pearson with her first kill of the evening. 4-2 score. And Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. It is a good serve dug out by the libero. Here's the set. The smash by Versailles and out of bounds. Hitting that out of bounds was Tori Tayo for Versailles. Grace Guggenbiller serving again. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. Tayo on the hit back over. Played by Marissa Garkey. Whitley Rammel sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson hits it over, and Versailles now dinks it back over and got the kill. Getting the kill for Versailles was Kirsten Baumholtz. And that's side out Versailles now. Fort Recovery is trailing 5-3 to the Lady Tigers. Serving now is going to be Ashley Jones, the libero. Good serve. Mara Pearson hits it back over to Versailles. Here's the pass to the net or the set, and they smash and hit out of bounds, apparently, by Kirsten Baumholt. Point Fort Recovery, side out Fort Recovery. It's now 5-4, Fort Recovery trailing by one, and going back to serve is Faith Wendell. Well, Faith had an unusual number of service errors the other day in the match with Fort Loramie. Good serve this time. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. At the net, Whitley Rammel waiting on it, and she hits it down. Point, Fort Recovery. Give Whitley Rammel the kill. Her first kill of what I'm sure will be many for the night. Give a service point for Faith Wendell. Faith serving again. Another good serve. Dug out by Jones. Here's the hit back over by Versailles by the outside hitter on the left side, and she got the kill. Kirsten Baumholt. Little dink placement there, right where nobody could get to it. And it's now 6-5, Versailles by one, and now serving will be Brooke Briscoe. That might not be Brooke. There's a smash by Keegan Fortkamp. Did she get the kill? Nope, she hit it out of bounds. I'm not sure actually who number four is, so I can't really tell you. I'll try to find out for you. Faith Wendell on the set for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Buff will go back to serve. They have number four on one player, but then they have the libero listed as number four also, which can't be. Good serve by Audra Buff. Here's the set for Sales to hit out of bounds. And that's Fort Recovery's point. Kirsten Baumholt hits it out of bounds over on the far sideline. Audra Buff picks up a service point, and it's now tied at 7-7. Buff serving for the lead here. That's a good serve, or is it? No, it's out of bounds on the near sideline. Over the net just fine, but too far close to the sideline and went out of bounds. Service error for Fort Recovery. Serving now is Kirsten Baumholt. And it's an ace serve for Baumholt off of Aubrey Kanapke. Off of Aubrey's fist. It's the first ace serve of the night for Kirsten Baumholt. She will serve again. Let serve, played by Kanapke, to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. A block. And Whitley hits it back over, but out of bounds. Points for Versailles. They got the block there. Another service point for Kirsten Baumholt. She'll serve again. This is out of bounds. Over the inline. Service error for Versailles. Fort Recovery now. With Whitley Rammel serving. We're in the first set. Versailles leading 10-8. And it's too long. Over the inline. Service error for Fort Recovery. Our second service error of the evening. And it's going to be Versailles sending a substitute in. Coming in is going to be, let's see here, Allison Mangin will be serving now. Good serve. Dug out by Garkey to Whitley, to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Garkey. Hit back over. Here's Versailles back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery can't play it. Great effort there by Whitley Rammel. She tumbled all the way about 20 feet onto the sideline. We have timeout here for Versailles. Actually, I should say Fort Recovery. Timeout Fort Recovery. It's Versailles 12, Fort Recovery 8. We'll be back.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, trying to, sorry about that. little dead time there trying to figure out who number four is. So who's the libero then? Zero.
Briscoe.
Okay. Brooke. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I got my numbers straightened out, I think. Okay, Versailles hits one over the end line. Middle hitter for Versailles. Torrey Tayo hits it over the end line. So Fort Recovery picks up the point. Tegan Fortkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. 12-9. Fort Recovery trails by three. It's a good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. In trouble. Fort Camp saves it. Here's free balling it over. Whitley Rammel, but she hits it out of bounds. So Ashley Jones is number four out there, and number zero is Brooke Briscoe. Briscoe is actually the libero and not Jones. Here's the serve now for Versailles as they have side out. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the spike. Played now by Versailles. And a kill off of Tegan Fortkamp. Getting the kill there was Jenna Marshall. 14-9 score. Versailles by five. And back to serve now. Side out, Bryn Briscoe. Bryn Briscoe's serve is a good one. Dug out by Fort Recovery. And the set was not good, unfortunately. Went to the net, and Marissa Garkey could not play it. Fort Recovery calls another timeout. Lady Indians are trailing here 15-9 in this one. Not a good start for Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with you. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer and Cole Mollenkamp here at the game site for Fort Recovery Radio. And we're also on the high school television network as well. Bryn Briscoe serving for the Versailles Lady Tigers. It's a good serve. Here's the pass to Whitley Rammel. Whitley tries to hit it over from a deep position and doesn't get it over the net. Another point for Bryn Briscoe. Now 16-9 for Sales. In control here in this first set of this MAC conference matchup tonight. Here's the serve, another good one. Hit back by Marissa Garkey off of Brooke Briscoe. Now back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Grace Guggenbiller, a little dink over. The set for Versailles, a smash. Oh, nice play there by Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. It's still at the net on Versailles' side. Now back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Then the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Now Tegan Fortkamp goes back in the corner and lays it down for the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets a nice kill. That is actually her first of the night. Here's Marissa Garkey serving. And it's a good serve. Smash back to Fort Recovery, and it's Fort Recovery's point. It's gone out of bounds there off of Jenna Marshall. And so Marissa Garkey will serve again. Garkey serving, and ace serve for Marissa. Off the hands of Jenna Marshall. Marissa Garkey will serve again. Fort Recovery back to within four. 16-12 here. And it is off the net. Top of the net. Here's the set and the smash. And into the net for Versailles. Fort Recovery picks up the point. And now Versailles calls timeout. So The timeout on the court. It's Fort Recovery trailing 16-13. Lady Indians coming back here. We'll return here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment. And at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery trailing here, but not by much, 16-13. As it's going to be for the Lady Indians, Marissa Garkey serving again. Good serve. Dug out by Brooke Briscoe. Here's the dink over by Versailles. And Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey free balls it back. Here's the set for Versailles. A block at the net by Guggenbiller. Back to Versailles. And hitting out of bounds was Versailles as they returned it to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery picks up another point. Now 16-14 as Marissa Garkey's having a nice little run here. Here's Marissa Garkey's serve, and it's an ace. Got too excited there. It's a service error into the net for Marissa Garkey. Service error, point Versailles, and that makes it 17-14. Versailles takes a three-point lead. Serving here is Jenna Marshall. Good serve. Keegan Fortkamp will set for Lily Luthold. Luthold on the hit. Now Versailles back to Fort Recovery. Nice play by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson, who got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. And that makes it now 17-15. Side out, Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve. Guggenbiller's serve is an ace serve off of the fist of Brooke Briscoe. There's your ace serve for Fort Recovery. 17-16, Lady Indians back to within one. Grace Guggenbiller will serve again. Guggenbiller's serve. There's a smash off of Whitley Rammel. Tegan Fortkamp went under the net. Tegan Fortkamp charged the net in order to play that ball, and she couldn't stop her momentum, and she went under the net, and that's a point for Versailles. 18-16. Here's Brooke Briscoe back to serve for Versailles. Good serve dug out by Garkey. Here's the set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel just kind of dinks it over. Here's the smash by Versailles, outside hitter, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. So point for Brooke Briscoe. She will serve again. Brooke Briscoe's serve is a good one. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel, cross-court hit, and it's in for the kill. Whitley Rammel with her third kill of the evening. It's 19-17. Lady Indians trail by two. Here's Faith Wendell going back to serve now for Fort Recovery. And it's a good serve. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel to Versailles. Here's Versailles setting the smash played by Fort Recovery's Garkey back to Versailles. Here's the hit back over to Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel plays it. Versailles free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell. And sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara hits it out of bounds. Makes it 20-17 now. Versailles with the serve. Here is Ashley Jones. Good serve. Faith Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. She finds the open spot right in the center of the court, and Whitley gets a kill, number four. Side out Fort Recovery. Here's Audra Bupp going back to serve as it's 20-18. serve is to Briscoe, and it is an ace serve as Brooke Briscoe can't handle that. Now it's 20-19. Versailles by one as Audra Buff has a chance to tie it up here. It's a good serve dug out by Brooke Briscoe. There's a deep hit. Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there. Nice kill to Tessa Stammen. Tessa Stammen, a pretty deep hit, and she hit it through the block of Fort Recovery. And it's now 21-19. Versailles serving. Side out Versailles. Good serve there. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. She had a good hit there, but Versailles able to play it. Now there's a block by Whitley Rammel. Versailles free balls it back over at the net. And we're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Or maybe an illegal hit. So it's a service point for Kirsten Baumholt. She will serve again. 22-19. Now there's a service error into the net by Kirsten Baumholt. That'll give Fort Recovery the ball back. Whitley Rammel will now serve. It's in the net. Service error for Whitley Rammel. 23-20. Tough break there for Fort Recovery. They needed that point. That would have been 22-21. Now it's 23-20. Back to serve for Versailles is Haley Porter. Good serve, let serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Grace Guggenbiller gets side out. Her second kill of the evening, and it's now 23-21. Back to serve for Fort Recovery is going to be Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan's serve is dug out by Versailles at the net. Versailles will free ball it over to Aubrey Kanapke. Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it over. Here's Versailles back to Fort Recovery. Nice play by Audra Bupp. Bupp free balls it back to Versailles. Here's a set for Versailles. A block by Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller, Marissa Garkey there together. Not sure exactly who gets credit for that one, but that was a big point. 23-22. Tegan Fortkamp gets the service point. She serves again. Here's the set for Versailles. Back to Marissa Garkey. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Garkey. Garkey dinks it over. Versailles keeps it alive. Hits it back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. 24-22. Versailles with set point here. And serving for Versailles, Bryn Briscoe, as they have side out. Versailles leads 24-22. One more point for Versailles, and this set is history. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Marissa Garkey, and she got the kill from the right side, outside hitting position. Garkey on the kill. That keeps Fort Recovery's hopes alive. It's 24-23. Versailles by one. Here's Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Briscoe of Versailles. At the net, a block by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson gets the block, and we are tied at 24-24. What an exciting ending to this one. Looked like Fort Recovery might be dead in the water, but they've come back. Marissa Garkey gets the service point. It's a good serve. Here's Brooke Briscoe free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson on the hit. Versailles plays it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp passing to Kanapke, who will set for Mara Pearson. Deep hit, plays it over. Here's Versailles back to Fort Recovery through a block and a kill for Versailles for Jenna Marshall. Big kill there for the outside hitter. And Marshall goes back to serve, set point. 25-24, Versailles by one. Here comes the serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the hit, played by Versailles, to the net. Here's the set and the smash, played by Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over! And got the point. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. She hit it over on the second hit, trying to catch Versailles by surprise. I'm not sure she caught him by surprise, but they couldn't play it. And Fort Recovery now has a tie score, 25-25. Grace Guggenbiller now serving for Fort Recovery, side out. Here's a smash by Versailles, played by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Whitley Rammel on the hit, and got it in. Whitley Rammel gets the kill. Kill number five for Whitley here in the first set. And it's 26-25. Fort Recovery has finally taken the lead. Finally, they have not had the lead in a long time in this one. Here's Grace Guggenbiller set to serve again. Again, we're cleaning up the floor there at the Versailles end of the courts. Here we go with Grace Guggenbiller. Nope, we got timeout. Timeout is called. It's Fort Recovery and Versailles in quite a battle here in set one. Fort Recovery leading 26-25.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery will be serving set point here, leading 26-25 over Versailles. Lady Indians coming from behind in this one to maybe post a win. We'll see. Nice crowd on hand tonight for senior night tonight. Hope you got to hear the senior recognition we played prior to the ball game tonight, prior to the match. Here we go with Grace Guggenbiller. Come on, Gracie. Good serve dug out by Brooke Briscoe. Here it goes to the net. They hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Amara Pearson on the hit. Versailles in trouble. And they're going to call a double hit on Versailles. And Fort Recovery wins 27-25. A double hit on Versailles on the last point of the set. Boy, you kind of hate to see that happen. But, hey, we won't turn it down. And Versailles has gone down to defeat in set one, 27-25. Fort Recovery wins, coming from behind. A nice victory for the Lady Indians. We'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Big match tonight, New Bremen, New Knoxville. They're both 7-0 in the MAC Conference. New Bremen is 19-0 overall, and New Knoxville is 18-1 overall. What a great match that should be this evening. We'll be traveling to New Bremen Thursday night to bring you the matchup between Fort Recovery and New Bremen on Thursday night. These two teams here tonight have similar records. Versailles is 3-4 in the MAC and 8-10 overall. Fort Recovery is 4-3 in the MAC and 9-10 overall. Lady Indians losing to Fort Loramie on Saturday to drop below 500. Here's Grace Guggenbiller to serve the first serve for Fort Recovery here in the second set. And it is a good dug out by Brooke Bristow. Here's the dink over by Versailles, saved by Tegan Fordkamp. Versailles has it again. The hit back and out of bounds. Jenna Marshall, one of their outstanding hitters, hit it a little bit too hard that time and hit it out of bounds. Point for Grace Guggenbiller. 1-0. Fort Recovery takes the early lead here. Fort Recovery led very little in the first set, but came from behind at the end to win 27-25. Fort Recovery won the JV matchup tonight, 25-18 and 25-19. We could be going four or five sets tonight with these two teams being as equal as they are. We'll see how things go. Sometime one team gets hot and just takes off. Right now, Fort Recovery with a 1-0 lead here in the second set, leading one set to none. Good serve by Guggenbiller. Ace serve. Versailles could not play that. 2-0, Fort Recovery on top here in the second set. Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve again. Good serve again. Brooke Briscoe to the net. Here's the set. They're going to call a double hit on Versailles. Double hit on Versailles. Point for Guggenbiller. Lady Indians lead 3-0 in the early going here in the second set. Guggenbiller this time has a service error as she hit it over the end line. That's at least five service errors for the Lady Indians tonight, which at this point in the match, that's really way too many. Back to serve now for Versailles on side out is Bryn Briscoe. Good serve dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Fordkamp. Fordkamp sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the cross court hit, but hit it out of bounds. A point for Bryn Briscoe. It's now 3-2. Versailles right back at him. Bryn Briscoe serves again for Versailles. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fordkamp. A smash by Whitley Rammel. And Rammel hits it out of bounds over the end line. Another point for Versailles. Now 3-3. Briscoe will serve again. And service error for Bryn Briscoe. That's only the third service error for Versailles, but this they still hurt. And back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Faith Wendell. Faith wears number 15. She's one of the juniors on this Fort Recovery team, and her serve is out of bounds. And like I say, Faith had several service errors the other day. Just not on her game right now in the service department. Good serve there by Versailles, and it's a save by Mara Pearson. Nice save by Mara. Brooke Bristow set for the outside hitter, and Haley Porter cannot get it across the net. Side out Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Audra Bupp for Fort Recovery. Audra's one of the juniors on this team. Good serve, and it's an ace serve for Audra Bupp, her second ace of the night. That makes it now 6-4. Audra Bupp serves again. Let serve. Dug out by Versailles. Here's the smash. Played by actually a block there by Marissa Garkey, and Versailles can't make the return. I'm just going to go ahead and give Marissa a block on that. Another point for Audra Bupp. And that makes the score 7-3, Fort Recovery, equaling their biggest lead of the set, leading by 3 points here. Audra Bupp goes back to serve again. Good serve. Ace serve again. Unable to play it is Tessa Stammen, Tessa Stammen. That is the third ace serve of the evening for Audra Bupp. She only has 5 service points, and 3 of them are aces. Here she goes again. Good serve dug out by Brooke Briscoe to the net. Here's the smash and the kill by Kirsten Baumholtz. Getting the assist there was Bryn Briscoe. And Versailles has side out. And they've cut the gap down to 8-5. Fort Recovery leading. Brooke Briscoe goes back to serve now for Versailles. She is the libero. Good serve. Faith Wendell on the set for Tegan Fortkamp. Nice hit. Played by Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel's hit is played by Versailles. And hitting it through the Fort Recovery block there was Versailles' Haley Porter for her first kill of the evening. And give Brooke Briscoe a service point. And it's now 8-6. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Here comes Brooke Briscoe with the serve. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Whitley Rammel, a smash. Played by Versailles. Here's a little free ball over to Fort Recovery. Smash by Marissa Garkey, and she gets the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery coming in to serve now is Whitley Rammel. Now 9-6, Fort Recovery by 3. Rammel's serve is a good one, dug out by Versailles. Here's the hit back by Porter. I don't think she got it over the net there. The hitting error, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's now 10-6. Whitley Rammel serving again. Another good serve. Brooke Briscoe will dig it out to Jenna Marshall. Now back to Fort Recovery, back to Versailles. Here's the set, the dink over, and the kill for Versailles' Kirsten Baumholtz. That is her fourth kill of the evening. Side out Versailles. Ashley Jones goes back to serve now for the Versailles Lady Tigers. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. There's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill there in no man's land was Kirsten Baumholtz. That is number 5 for her on the evening. Service point for Ashley Jones, and Jones will serve again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Garkey on the outside hitting position. The hit played by Versailles, and they're going to say Versailles was under the net. They're going to say that Brooke Briscoe had her momentum carry her under the net, so Fort Recovery picks up the points. 11-8 now, Lady Indians by 3, and here's Tegan Fortkamp going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Tegan's serve is a good one, dug out by Kirsten Baumholtz. Here's a smash back over to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill by Kirsten Baumholtz. Number 6 for her. And side out Versailles, back to serve now for the Lady Tigers is Kirsten Baumholtz. Fort Recovery won the first set, 27-25. If you just tuned in, Lady Indians lead 1-0, and they lead here in this set, 11-9. Good serve by Versailles. over to Versailles, back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. A block by Versailles. Give the block there to number 29. And, okay, I don't have a 29, or do I? Yes, here's 29. Taylor Wagner gets the block for Versailles, number 29. Service point for Kirsten Baumholt. Good serve. Thinking it over is Grace Guggenbiller at the net. And Fort Recovery wins the battle. Versailles can't get it over. Side out, Lady Indians. The score is 12-10. Fort Recovery leads by two, and Marissa Garkey goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Garkey's serve is dug out by Versailles. They're in trouble. Going to have to free ball it over, and they get it over. Here's the set by Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, a flat-footed hit, and got the kill. How about that? Grace Guggenbiller, a flat-footed hit, and got the kill. Marissa Garkey serving here for the Lady Indians. Smashes the volleyball on the floor. Here comes her serve. We lead 13-10. Oh, almost an ace serve saved by Brooke Briscoe, back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash, and Fort Recovery gets the point. I think that was Grace Guggenbiller with the kill. Timeout for Sales. Fort Recovery leading 14-10. We shall return here in just a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, these two teams are fairly evenly matched. Versailles comes in with a record of 8-10, 3-4 in the MAC. Fort Recovery, a record of 9-10, and 4-3 in the MAC. Fort Recovery would love to finish the year with a record above 500, and if they win tonight, they'll be assured of that. They only have one more MAC matchup to go, and that's on Thursday at New Bremen. Marissa Garkey serving now for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve dug out by Brooke Briscoe for Versailles. Here's a smash by the outside hitter, and she got the kill. That's Jenna Marshall with the kill, side out Versailles. Jenna Marshall has a total of 4 kills tonight. 14-11, Fort Recovery leads by 3. Back to serve for Versailles is Allison Mangin. Mangin's serve is a good one. Off the hands of Kanapke. Tamara Pearson free balling it over is Grace Guggenbiller. Here's the set for Versailles. The dink over. Didn't get it over. Miss hit by Jenna Marshall. Side out, Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 15-11 score, Fort Recovery by 4 here in the second set. It is too long. Yep. Too long. Service error for Grace Guggenbiller. Service error number 7 for Fort Recovery. And again, that's been one of their problems this year. Too many. Bryn Briscoe will serve now for Versailles. It is a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Lily Luthold. And Luthold gets the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. That's Lily's first kill of the evening. Lily's one of the seniors on this Fort Recovery team, along with Marissa Garkey, Audrey Kanapke, Aubrey Kanapke, Grace Guggenbiller, and Whitley Rammel are all seniors. Good serve there. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, played by Kanapke. Wendell on the set for Whitley Rammel, and she gets the kill. Kill number 6 for Whitley. Faith Wendell serving here for Fort Recovery. She will have one more. Dug out by Brooke Briscoe for Versailles. hitting it over and I think out of bounds was Versailles. Yep. As Claire Rethman hits it out of bounds. So another service point for Faith Wendell. She'll serve again. It's 18-12, Lady Indians. Oh, there's an error. Service error into the net. Eight service errors now for Fort Recovery tonight. Here's Jenna Marshall serving for Versailles. And a let serve just made it over and got the ace. That happens sometimes. Those let serves many times lead to an ace serve, and that's the way it was there. Another serve by Jenna Marshall. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. She smashes it from the middle hitting position and gets the kill. Tegan with her third kill of the night. And it's 19-14. Fort Recovery leads by five, and Audra Bupp back to serve. Good serve. Ace serve for Audra. That is her fourth ace of the night. I don't know what she's doing, but timeout is called by Versailles. As Audra Bupp's ace serve makes it 20-14, Fort Recovery by six. We'll be back.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery Versailles volleyball tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse in MAC action. Midwest Athletic Conference. Don't usually play conference matches on Tuesday, but this week all the teams are playing Tuesday and Thursday. Tournament starts next Tuesday. Fort Recovery will host Delphus St. John's right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse next Tuesday. Good serve there by Audra Bupp. Here's a smash by Versailles, a battle at the net. Saved by Whitley Rammel. Rammel hits it back over to Versailles. The set for the Lady Tigers. Here's a smash and a kill. Outside hitter on the left side, Kirsten Baumholt with the kill. Makes it 20-15 and side out Versailles. Let's see who's going to serve now for Versailles. Looks like Brooke Briscoe will go back to serve. Kinsey Bruggeman is the head coach of the Versailles Lady Tigers. Here comes the serve by Brooke Briscoe. It's a let serve, but Fort Recovery's Kanapke saves it. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hip, played by Versailles, back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel tries to have a soft hit in the middle, but Versailles plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and got the kill. Give Faith Wendell the assist. Whitley picks up kill number 7 tonight. And she will go back to serve. Lady Indians leading 21-15 here in the second set. They seem to have this set under control, but you never know. There's still time for Versailles to make a comeback. Let serve, played by Briscoe of Versailles. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Set by Faith Wendell. There's a smash by Marissa Garkey. Briscoe digs it out. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Kirsten Baumholt. Smash back by Grace Guggenbiller. Oh, a nice save there by Brooke Briscoe. Back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's back to Fort Recovery. The set for the outside hitter, Marissa Garkey. A dink, and she got it. Marissa Garkey with the kill. And for her, that is her third kill of the evening. And it's 22-15. Service point for Whitley Rammel. Rammel goes back to serve again. Lady Indians on the verge of taking a 2-0 lead here in this matchup tonight. Boy, Versailles, they should have won that first set. They let it get away from them. Doing some more cleaning of the floor here. I don't know if it's the humidity or what, but we really have not had this situation before, at least this year. Here we go with Whitley Rammel's serve, 22-15. Lady Indians up by 7. Good serve dug out by Brooke Briscoe. Here's the set for the outside hitter. Played by Whitley Rammel at the net, and waiting on it was Taylor Wagner. Taylor Wagner for Versailles, waiting on it and got the kill. Back to serve now is going to be Ashley Jones. Jones' serve is good. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller. And they're going to say 4 hits on Fort Recovery. Did not get it over. Give Ashley Jones a service point. That makes it now 22-17. Jones' serve good again. And it's an ace serve off of the fist of Marissa Garkey. 22-18. Fort Recovery wants timeout. Versailles sneaking back here, only trailing by 4. 22-18. Fort Recovery in the lead in the second set. Fort Recovery leads 1-0.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver. And again, our studio producers, we have Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And back at the radio station, Eric Catterly is our studio producer back there. Again, we'll have a doubleheader on Thursday. Fort Recovery and Jay County, both on Thursday night. Good serve by Versailles. Here's Marissa Garkey on a kill off the fist of Ashley Jones. Garkey with a kill. And that makes it now 23-18. And going back to serve is Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp bouncing the volleyball. Here comes the serve. It's a good one to the net. Hitting it over on the second hit. Aubrey Canapke plays it. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets the kill. For her, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kills for Grace Guggenbiller tonight. Tegan Fortkamp now serving set point, 24-18. Lady Indians lead by 6. There's a blast by Guggenbiller at the net and got the kill. And Fort Recovery wins this one 25-18 to go up here 2-0. Fort Recovery looking good right now, winning 25-18 there in the second set, winning the first set 27-25. We'll be back. Can Fort Recovery close the door? We'll find out right after we pause for this break.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission, and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Once again, the score 2-0. Fort Recovery leading here against the Versailles Lady Tigers. Versailles will serve first here in the third set. Stepping up to serve is Bren Briscoe. Bren is a junior on this team. They're really a pretty young team, not many seniors. Ashley Jones is a senior. Allison Mangin is a senior. Jenna Marshall, one of their nice hitters, is a senior also. Other than that, most of the rest of them who play are juniors or less. Here we go with the serve by Bren Briscoe. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp will set for Lily Luth. Hold and got the kill. Versailles could not play it. What a good start for Fort Recovery. Lily Luthold picks up her second kill of the evening. Fort Recovery leads 1-0. Service point for Grace Guggenbiller. Good serve there. A smash block by Fort Recovery. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit. Versailles able to dig it out and play it. Brooke Briscoe back to Fort Recovery. Here is Whitley Rammel, and she slams it home. Give Tegan Forkamp the assist. Whitley Rammel gets the kill. Kill number 8 tonight for Whitley. 2-0, Lady Indians on top. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller, and she will serve again. Good serve. The pass to the net. Here's the set. The hit and the kill off of Tegan Forkamp. Kill there for Claire Rethman of Versailles. That's her first kill of the night. And back to serve now is Jenna Marshall for Versailles. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Aubrey Kanapke. Kanapke sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit, played by Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Kirsten Baumholtz. She has quite a few tonight. 2, 4, 6, 8 kills for Kirsten Baumholtz tonight. Another service point for Marshall. She'll serve again. Good serve. Here's a hit by Whitley. Rammel hits it out of bounds. Miss hit there by Whitley over the in line. Another service point for Jenna Marshall. She will serve again, and all of a sudden, Versailles has taken the lead, 3-2. Ace serve for Jenna Marshall. That is her third ace of the night. She will serve again. Here comes the serve, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Tegan Forkamp. Dinking it over was Mara Pearson. Versailles plays it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Tegan Forkamp. Free balling it over is Whitley Rammel. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery is Rethman. Here's a miss hit by Fort Recovery. Going to call a double hit on one of the Lady Indians. Point for Versailles. Another service point for Jenna Marshall. She's been on quite a run here. It's now 5-2. That's four straight service points for Jenna Marshall, but that time she hits it out of bounds over the end line. Service error for Jenna Marshall. And that gives the side out to Fort Recovery. In comes freshman Kennedy Mullenkamp will come in. Bounces the volleyball. Here comes her first serve. She's only a freshman, and it's out over the end line. Service error for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now serving is Brooke Briscoe for the Versailles Lady Tigers. They lead 6-3. Briscoe's serve is a good one. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. A block by Versailles. 29-8 were both there. That's Kirsten Baumholtz and Taylor Wagner. And it's a point for Versailles. Another good serve by Brooke Briscoe. Wendell will set for Keegan Forkamp, and Keegan can't get there to hit it. Point for Versailles. Just not good offense there for Fort Recovery, and Versailles leads 8-3 here. Brooke Briscoe, good serve. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson, and Mara hits it in for the kill. That was close over there, but Mara Pearson gets the kill. 8-4 now. Your superintendent Larry Brown here tonight. He's always here, always supporting the kids. Here's a smash, and it's out of bounds off of Kirsten Baumholtz. Her hit out of bounds. Again, Audra Bupp serving here for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Briscoe. That's Brooke Briscoe. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't play it. That was Kirsten Baumholt getting the kill, number 9 for her. Side out Versailles, and Versailles takes a 9-5 lead here over Fort Recovery. And now going back to serve is Ashley Jones. Jones' serve is dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Set for Faith Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit, played by Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Kirsten Baumholt again. Her 10th kill of the night, and it's 10-5. Serving again, Ashley Jones. And Fort Recovery able to play it back. Here's the set and the hit by Baumholt. Fort Recovery plays it. Whitley Rammel free balls it back. Versailles in trouble. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it through the Versailles block. Versailles sets it. A block by Whitley Rammel, but it went out of bounds. Give the kill to Versailles, and Versailles takes a lead of 11-5 here in the third set. Fort Recovery does lead 2-0, but Versailles making a charge to stay in this match. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout, Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Once again, the last regular season match that we'll be doing is Thursday, Fort Recovery at New Bremen. And then I believe Fort Recovery has picked up a match for Saturday to wrap up the season. Again, their first sectional matchup is at home against Delta St. John's on Tuesday of next week. And then if they win that, and they are heavily favored to win that, they'll play Crestview at Lincoln View. Please note, if they play Crestview Thursday, it'll be at Lincoln View. Good serve by Versailles. Here's the hit back by Marissa Garkey. Versailles at the net, a battle. Brooke Briscoe sets for... it's out of bounds. Had it set there for Kirsten Baumholt, but she hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets side out. And Whitley Rammel goes back to serve now. It's 11-6. Lady Indians get a couple of quick points here. They'll be right back in this one. Whitley Rammel on the serve, back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will pass to Wendell, who will set for Grace Kugner-Biller. A block by Versailles. Tegan Fortkamp dive for it, and they say she went under the net. That was a tough call. Well, she either went under the net or she didn't hit it before it hit the floor. One or the other. I'm not sure what the call was. So it is a point for Baumholt of Versailles. Here's Guggenbiller back to Versailles. The set. Baumholt on the hit. Played by Faith Wendell at the net. Grace Guggenbiller hits it over and got the kill. Side out, Lady Indians. Now 12-7. Here's Lily Luthold coming in, going back to serve, will be Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan is only a sophomore for this Lady Indian team. And let's serve, got it! Oh, no, they say it went out of bounds. She did not get the point. Let's serve, but then it fell out of bounds when it came down. So... service error for Fort Recovery. Break there for Versailles. And back to serve now for Versailles is Allison Mangin. Mangin serves a let serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Kanapke. Here's the set and the hit for Garkey. Versailles plays it, a block at the net. And Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. Getting the kill for Versailles was Jenna Marshall. That is her fifth kill of the evening. Again, serving here is Allison Mangin. Serves again. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's a hit back by Garkey. Did she get it? Nope. Hits it out of bounds. Marissa Garkey hits it out of bounds. Timeout, Fort Recovery. That makes the score now. 15-7. Fort Recovery down by 8 here in the third set. Lady Indians, though, lead 2-0, but looks like we might be headed for a fourth set tonight at least. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, good luck to Fort Recovery's Shaylin Bruns. She'll be playing in the state golf tournament at Columbus this Thursday morning. She's had a great, great season, including a hole-in-one during her action. I think that was in the sectional. Back to serve is Allison Mangin. This one is a service error out of bounds over the inline. That helps the Fort Recovery cause. And it makes it 15-8 now. Lady Indians down by 7, but they could get right back in this. There's plenty of time yet. They need to make a run, though, here. Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. Here's the serve dug out by Baumholtz. Baumholtz, the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke passes to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Guggenbiller. Versailles free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Fortkamp to Mara Pearson, and Mara can't get the kill. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds is Brooke Briscoe. Briscoe did a nice job of saving that, but she hit it a little bit too hard. And a point for Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey back to serve. 15-9 now the score. Good serve there, and what we got? Double hit. Double hits called on Versailles. Marissa Garkey picks up a service point. She'll serve again. It's now 15-10. Now one or two more, and we're right back in the thick of this thing here. Darkey's serve is a good serve. Dug up by Versailles, by Baumholtz. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Nice save there by Garkey. Here's a hit by Mara Pearson. Briscoe saves it to the net. Freeballing it over to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller will set for Mara Pearson. She smashes, and we got a... They say that Pearson was under the net, or in the net. Coach Travis Guggenbiller didn't quite agree on that one. So back to serve now for Versailles is Bryn Briscoe, 16-10. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Tegan Forkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara mishit it. Did not get it over. Give a service point for Bryn Briscoe. She has 6 service points now on the night. We're in the third set. Fort Recovery leading 2-0, but Versailles leading here in this set, 17-10. Tegan Fortkamp back to Versailles. Here's the set. Outside hitter on the smash. Is it in? Yep. Jenna Marshall got another kill. Six kills for Jenna tonight. Another service point for Bryn Briscoe. She serves again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey, but she can't get it to anybody. Ace serve for Bryn Briscoe. Her first ace of the night. Now 19-10. Fort Recovery in deep trouble now. Here's the serve. Lily Luthold digs it out. Tegan Forkamp are going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Another service point for Bryn Briscoe. 20-10 now. Briscoe serves again. Kanapke to Tegan Forkamp, who hits it over. Versailles on the offense, and they get the kill from Jenna Marshall. And Versailles just feeling it now. And they're gonna have the momentum here going into the fourth set. They're going to win this set. It's 21-10. Versailles on top here in the third set. Serve is dug out by Whitley Rammel. Tegan Forkamp will set for Rammel on the smash. Played by Brooke Briscoe. Here's the hit back by Jenna Marshall to Fort Recovery. And Whitley Rammel just kind of dinks it over there. Here's a smash into the net by Versailles' Kirsten Baumholt. And finally side out for Fort Recovery, but probably too late. Fort Recovery trailing 21-11 here. Grace Guggenbiller on the serve, dug out by Versailles. Here's a hit by Jenna Marshall, played off of Grace Guggenbiller. And Whitley Rammel free balls it back to Versailles. Here's the set and the dink over by Jenna Marshall. Whitley Rammel hits it back to Versailles. Marshall tries to hit it through the block of Fort Recovery and does so. Jenna Marshall with another kill. And it's now 22-11. And Jenna Marshall will go back to serve on side out. Versailles leads by 11. Service error into the net. Unfortunately for Fort Recovery, it's probably not going to make any difference here with this lead the way it is for Versailles. Here comes Kennedy Mullenkamp into serve now for Fort Recovery. Wears number 11. She's the only freshman playing any this year on the varsity. Good serve. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was over the net. They're going to call Whitley Rammel for being over the net. Fort Recovery's not getting any breaks here on the calls. Brooke Briscoe will go back to serve now for Versailles. 23-12. She only needs 2 points to close out this set. First serve is a good one, dug out by Kanapke to Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and a block by Versailles. I believe that was Taylor Wagner getting the block. And it's 24-12. Give Brooke Briscoe another service point. And here is the set point for Versailles, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Mara Pearson to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp free balls it over. The set for Versailles. A smash blocked by Whitley Rammel. The set again for Versailles. A hit And we're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. And that finishes out the third set. 25-12. Impressive win there for Versailles in the third set. We go to a fourth set tonight. Boy, how close was this being 2-1? Versailles, Fort Recovery had to come from behind and barely won the first set, 27-25. Fort Recovery had a fairly easy time winning the second set, 25-18. And Versailles definitely had an easy time in winning the third set, 25-12. So we're 2-1, Fort Recovery up by one, heading for set number four. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and watching on the High School Sports Network. I'm Rob Weaver. Stick around. We'll be back in just a moment right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're set to go with set number four. Fort Recovery leading 2-1. Indians don't want to lose this set. They don't want to send it to a fifth set, because then who knows? Going to win then. Versailles would definitely have a better shot to win if they can push it to a fifth set, obviously. Grace Guggenbiller will serve first here for the Lady Indians to start set number four. Her serve is a good one, dug out by Brooke Briscoe to the net, and hitting it back was Mara Pearson. Briscoe will dig it out. Here's the hit back by Jenna Marshall and got the kill. She's definitely on tonight. One of these seniors for this ball club. 7, 8, 9 kills for Jenna Marshall. Back to serve is Bryn Briscoe. Versailles takes a 1-0 lead here in the fourth set. Serve is good, dug out by Garkey. There's Whitley Rammel back over to Versailles. There's the set. Jenna Marshall hits it back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke passing to Tegan Fortcamp, who was set for Mara Pearson. Pearson just dinks it over. Here's Jenna Marshall hitting it back to Fort Recovery and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Jenna Marshall, side out Fort Recovery. Going back to serve now is going to be Faith Wendell. We have a tie score, 1-1. Faith Wendell's serve is a good one, dug out by Jenna Marshall. Here's the set by Bryn Briscoe and the hit by Marshall, and she got the kill. Another kill for Jenna Marshall. Side out for Sales. Kill number 10 for her. Also, Kirsten Baumholt has 10 kills for Versailles. They're the two top hitters for them. Fort Recovery just trying to free ball it back, and they get it back over. Here's the set for Versailles and the hit and the kill. Kirsten Baumholt from the middle hitting position. It's kill number 11 for her. Jenna Marshall back to serve. 3-1. Good serve. Here's Whitley Rammel on the hit, and Versailles can't play it. It went off the bankboard on the side over here, and Versailles could not play it off the bankboard. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp goes back to serve. It's 3-2. Here's a good serve. Brooke Briscoe digs it out. Here's a smash by Baumholt, played by Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Whitley Rammel back to Versailles. And Versailles lets it drop. I think it might have hit the rafters up there, and it comes down on the floor. Points for Audra Bupp, who is serving now. She will serve again. And service error. Oh, come on. 11 service errors for the Lady Indians tonight. Brooke Briscoe will now serve for Versailles. It's a good one dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, a block by Versailles. They're together. I'm not sure which one it was, but they're together were Taylor Wagner and Kirsten Baumholt. I'm going to go ahead and give that to Baumholt, I think. Another service point for Brooke Briscoe. Good serve by Brooke again. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Versailles. Here's Baumholt, a smash. A block by Whitley Rammel, but it goes out of bounds. Baumholt gets credit for the kill. Now 6-3. Versailles definitely feeling their Wheaties here. Here's Briscoe serving again. Good serve dug out by Kanapke. At the net, here's the hit by Marissa Garkey, and she got the kill. Garkey picks up her fifth kill of the evening. That'll put Whitley Rammel back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Six, four score. Rammel served, dug out by Briscoe. Here's Baumholt, a block by Fort Recovery, but is it out of bounds? Yep, out of bounds. Briscoe, I think, picks up another kill. Correction, not Briscoe, but Baumholt. Baumholt picks up another kill. Back to serve now, side out Versailles is Ashley Jones. Good serve. Aubrey Kanapke passing to Faith Wendell, who will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller with the kill. Give Faith Wendell the assist, Guggenbiller the kill. That is her eighth kill of the evening. She's getting close to 10. Here's Tegan Fortkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Smashed by Baumholt. Played by Versailles. Baumholt back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. There is a little dink by Marissa Garkey, and she gets the kill. That makes it 7-6. Lady Indians back to within one, and Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Good serve dug out by Briscoe. Versailles in trouble. Free balling it back was Ashley Jones. Here's Tegan Fortkamp at the net. Back over to Versailles. A smash by Baumholtz. Fortkamp to Kanapke. Now heading it back is Marissa Garkey. Here's the set for Versailles. Baumholt again and got the kill off of Audra Bupp. Kirsten Baumholt with another kill. Unofficially, I've got her with 14 tonight. And she will go back to serve. Well, no, she's coming out. Coming in to serve is going to be Lexi Magoto. Lexi Magoto making, I think, her first appearance of the night. Good serve. Dug out by Aubrey Konapke. Here's a free ball by Marissa Garkey to Versailles. Here's a smash by Marshall. Got another kill. Jenna Marshall, a kill. Kill number 11 for her. Service point for Magoto. Magoto serving again. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash. Played by Versailles. And another kill for Jenna Marshall. Man, they're really on right now. Fort Recovery needs to stop the bleeding here. Another service point for Magoto. She will serve again. Lexi Magoto, who is a junior on this team. Ready to serve one more time. Versailles leading 10-6. Dug out by Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Grace Guggenbiller on the hit. Versailles plays it. Marshall a smash. Played by Fort Recovery, but they can't return it. Give Marshall, I'm going to go ahead and give her credit for a kill. And Fort Recovery calls another timeout, trailing 11-6 here in this fourth set. Are we headed for set number five? Well, if Versailles keeps playing this way, we are. We'll see. They're playing great. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fort Recovery led 2-0, won easily in the second set. Looked like they were going to breeze to the match win tonight, but that's not the case. As Versailles says, it's not over till it's over. And again, 11-6. Magoto serves again. Bupp digs it out, or Konapke digs it out. There's a set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill, and that helps. That stops the bleeding a little bit there. Kill number 7 for Marissa Garkey. Now Marissa goes back to serve. It's 11-7. Fort Recovery trails by 4. Garkey's serve is a good one. Dug out by Baumhold. Here's a smash by Marshall. Fort Recovery plays it. Free balling it over is Marissa Garkey. Here's the hit over on the second hit by Versailles. Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp lunges for it, hits it over, but hits it out of bounds. Side out, Versailles. Now back to serve for Versailles is Allison Mangin. Service error for Mangin. That's 7 service errors for Versailles, but Fort Recovery's had 11 service errors. So back to serve now for Fort Recovery will be Grace Guggenbiller. 12-8. Fort Recovery still in this set. Only down by 4. Good serve there. Dug out by Versailles to the net. Here's Marshall just dinking it over this time. Fort Recovery back to Versailles. Here's a deep hit by Baumholt, and she hits it out of bounds. Deep hit there by Kirsten Baumholt, but it's out of bounds. She is one of their dangerous hitters, so Fort Recovery dodged a bullet there. Service point for Grace Guggenbiller, and it's in for an ace serve for Grace. Just what the doctor ordered right on the back line. 12-10, Fort Recovery back to within 2. Exciting match going on here between Fort Recovery and Versailles tonight. Guggenbiller serves, and hitting it back over is going to be Versailles' Bryn Briscoe, who got the kill. That was off of Tegan Fortkamp, who couldn't play it. Side out Versailles. It's now 13-10. Versailles by 3, and back to serve is Bryn Briscoe. Her serve is a good one, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Petegan Fortkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel back to Versailles. Briscoe will set. Hit by Marshall, and she gets the kill. Jenna Marshall with another kill for her. That is number 14 on the night. She and Kirsten Baumholt both have 14 kills tonight. Wow. Here's Brim Briscoe serving again. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. A block at the net. Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's Jenna Marshall on a smash. Saved by Kanapke. Here's Marissa Garkey hitting it back to Versailles, and Versailles can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Garkey a kill on that. That would be kill number 8 for Marissa. And side out Fort Recovery, and in comes Fort Recovery's Faith Wendell. 14-11 now. Wendell's serve is a good one. Dug out there by Briscoe, and a deep hit for Baumholt, and she hits it into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Wendell will serve again. It's now 14-12. This would make it 14-13. Is it in? Yes, ace serve right down the sideline. Wendell with an ace serve, her first ace of the night. It couldn't have come at a better time. This could tie it up right here. And this one's out of bounds. Same spot, but she hit it too far out of bounds that time. So point Versailles, and Versailles takes a two-point lead at 15-13. Side out Lady Tigers, and back to serve is Jenna Marshall. Marshall's serve is good. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and Fortkamp gets the kill. Kill number 4 on the night for Tegan, and going back to serve now is Audra Buff for Fort Recovery. It's back to a one-point set, 15-14. Audra Buff. Good serve, ace serve. Another ace for Audra. She has 5 aces tonight. 5 aces for Audra Buff. The magic touch this evening for her. And we have a tie set, 15-15. Finally, Fort Recovery fighting back to a tie, 15-15. They can take the lead here. Here's the serve by Audra Buff. Good one, dug off. It's going to be another ace serve off the hands of Brooke Briscoe. Briscoe tried to dig it out on the back line, and it went off her hands. And ace serve number 6 on the night for, again, Audra Buff of Fort Recovery. What a night she's having. Timeout Versailles. Fort Recovery has taken the lead, 16-15.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Eric Catterley is our studio producer back in Portland. Here at the game site, FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer and Cole Mollenkamp doing the chores for Fort Recovery Radio. And, of course, some of you are watching on the High School Sports Network. Glad to have you joined in for the broadcast. Audra Buff will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Briscoe this time. Here's a smash by Baumholt, played by Buff. Faith Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Hits it over. Here's the set for Versailles. Baumholt on a smash and got the kill. Kirsten Baumholt with her 15th kill of the evening. And that makes it now 16-16. We're all tied up. And Briscoe will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. She has several service points tonight, 7 altogether. And, oh, a service error for Briscoe. Not what Versailles was hoping for there. And a break for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery now leads again, 17-16. And back to serve is going to be Whitley Rammel for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. And Versailles just misplaced that. misplayed that. Kirsten Baumholt bumped it up, but nobody was there to get it. Point for Whitley Rammel. She'll serve again. Now a two-point lead for Fort Recovery. Brooke Briscoe digs it out. Here's a smash from fairly deep range played by Faith Wendell. Whitley Rammel will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill. Give Whitley Rammel the assist. Marissa Garkey the kill. Kill number 9 for Marissa Garkey. She and Grace Guggenbiller are tied with 9 kills apiece, and Whitley Rammel has 8. Whitley Rammel picks up another service point. Oh, a service error for Whitley Rammel. Service error number 12 on the night for Fort Recovery. 19-17, Fort Recovery still leads by 2. Back to serve over sales, Ashley Jones. Jones' serve is good. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller hits it out of bounds. Point for Ashley Jones. 19-18 now. 1-point lead for Fort Recovery. Jones will serve again. Another good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Middle hitting spot and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. Kill number 5 for Tegan, and back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Will be Kennedy Mullenkamp. The freshman comes in to serve. 20-18 score, 2-point lead for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp wearing number 11. Here comes the big serve by the freshman, played by Versailles. Hitting it back over is Marshall. Mullenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. A block by Versailles. I'm not sure which one that was. It was either Bryn Briscoe or Taylor Wagner. And that's a point for Versailles, and that makes it 20-19. A 1-point lead for Fort Recovery, and going back to serve now is Lexi Magato for Versailles. Good serve. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Garkey back to Versailles. Here's Marshall on a hit. Hits it too long over the end line. Hitting error for Jenna Marshall. And Fort Recovery picks up another point. It's 21-19. Back to serve is Marissa Garkey. Let's see if she can just close the door here on Versailles. Timeout, Versailles. 21-19, Lady Indians by 2 will return.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Again, join us on Thursdays. Fort Recovery will be taking on probably the number one team in the state, New Bremen. New Bremen's playing New Knoxville tonight for the conference championship. That has to be a fantastic match. Here's Marissa Garkey serving. 21-19 lead for Fort Recovery. They lead 2-1. This is the winning set. If Fort Recovery can nail it down, the match will be over. Here's Garkey's serve. Service error! Number 13 on the night. Oh, my goodness. Fort Recovery just way too many service errors this year. Here's Tessa Stammen back to serve now for Versailles in a big position here. Good serve dug out by Bupp. I'm sorry, by Kanapke. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. There's Marshall on a smash. It's blocked by Fort Recovery's Lily Leupold, but out of bounds. Give Marshall another kill. Kill number 15 for her tonight. Service point there for Versailles, and this one is too long. So Stammen hits it out of bounds. A service error for Versailles. That's their 9th service error of the night. And it's 22-21, Fort Recovery by one. Here's Grace Guggenbiller. Good serve. Ace serve for Grace Guggenbiller off of the fist of Kirsten Baumholtz. Baumholtz certainly one of their better players. Grace Guggenbiller just hit it at the right spot. That's her second straight ace serve. She has four ace serves on the night. 23-21. Guggenbiller serves again. Briscoe digs it out. Here's Marshall hitting it back to Fort Recovery and getting the kill right down the middle. From the middle hitting position that time, Marshall picks up kill number 16 on the night. Back to serve is Bryn Briscoe. It's 23-22. Fort Recovery by one. Bryn Briscoe serves a good one, dug out by Kanapke. Tegan Forkamp was set for Whitley Rammel. And she got the kill right at the feet of Kirsten Baumholtz. Rammel with her ninth kill of the evening. And we're down to the match point. Fort Recovery leading 24-22. Here's Faith Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Match point right here. Fort Recovery gets this point. We're done for the night. Once again, cleaning up the floor at the Versailles end of the courts. Kind of humid in here tonight. I think that's probably why that's causing some problems. Here we go. Hang on to your hats. Faith Wendell serving. Match point. It's good. At the net. Here's a smash. A block by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has won. Mara Pearson gets the block. It's 25-22. Fort Recovery wins the match. Mara Pearson again with the game-winning block for Fort Recovery. How about them apples? Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They win a thriller tonight. Won the first set 27-25, a set that really Versailles led almost all the way, and Fort Recovery came back and stole it away from them at the end. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-18. Versailles dominated in the third set 25-12, and Fort Recovery wins the fourth set 25-22. That is one of the better matches Fort Recovery has played in quite some time. They even their record at 10-10 with the win and go to 5-3 in the MAC Conference. We'll be back to give you some of the stats coming up here in just a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, an exciting win for the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. They defeat the Versailles Lady Tigers 3-1. Again, in the JV matchup, Fort Recovery won that 25-18, 25-19. In the varsity, once again, Fort Recovery won the first set 27-25. They won the second set 25-18, lost the third set 25-12, fell behind in the fourth set, and came back to win the fourth set 25-22, and thus win the match 3-1. Fort Recovery improves to 10-10 on the year and 5-3 in the MAC conference now. Versailles drops to 8-11 on the year and 3-5 in the conference. For Fort Recovery, Grace Guggenbiller had 8 kills, 12 service points, and 4 aces tonight for Grace. And let me preface this by saying that my stats are certainly unofficial, as always. Whitley Rammel had 9 kills and 4 service points on the night. Faith Wendell ended up with 5 service points, including 1 ace. It was Tegan Fortkamp having 5 kills and ended up with 3 service points. Mara Pearson had 3 kills and 2 blocks. Lily Luthold had a couple of kills. Marissa Garkey with 8 service points, 9 kills. She did have 1 ace, by the way, in those 8 service points and 1 block. So 9 kills for Marissa Garkey. And then Audra Bupp had 10 service points, including 6 aces. Can you imagine? 6 of her 10 service points were aces tonight. So again, your leading hitters, Whitley Rammel with 9 kills, also 9 kills for Marissa Garkey, and 8 kills for Grace Guggenbiller. For the Versailles Lady Tigers, what an effort from Kirsten Baumholt and Jenna Marshall. They both were lights out in the hitting department. 16 kills for Jenna Marshall and 15 kills for Kirsten Baumholt. Baumholt had also 1 block, 5 service points, including 1 ace. Jenna Marshall had 8 service points, including 3 aces. Bryn Briscoe on the night had 11 service points, including 1 ace, also had a kill. Taylor Wagner with 2 blocks and a kill. Claire Rethman had a kill. Tessa Stammen had a service point, a big one there in that fourth set. Lexi Magato had, Lexi Magato had 4 service points. Allison Mangin had 2 service points. Haley Porter with a kill. Brooke Briscoe had 7 service points. Ashley Jones with 6 service points and 1 ace. Again, your leading hitters for Versailles. Kirsten Baumholt with 15 kills and Jenna Marshall with 16 kills tonight. That does wrap up our broadcast this evening. Thanks so much for listening. Again, we'll have the matchup with Fort Recovery and probably number one New Bremen on Thursday night at New Bremen High School. And we invite you to tune in for the broadcast. For our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer and Cole Mollenkamp here at FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday night.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.